At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The evidence seems overwhelming. Jeffrey Epstein, disgusting, awful human being. Had a lot of success in his career, but then, this goes back 20 years ago when he was investigated abusing underage kids. Identified 36 girls. I repeat, 36 girls that have been abused, some as young as 14. This was going on for a long, long time. Served 13 months in custody, work release, arrested again in 2019. And not soon after, he died in his jail cell. And did he kill himself? Did he not kill himself? There was endless speculation on that part of his life. And then there was speculation, Dave, on his island, on his plane, which big names were traveling on the plane, on the island, engaging in vile, filthy, underage sex. Prince Andrew, that interview went well. Bill Clinton was mentioned. Bill Gates was mentioned. And also mentioned the 45th and 47th president of the United States. A lot of video and pictures of Donald Trump partying with Jeffrey Epstein. Does that prove that Donald Trump had underage sex? Obviously not. Does not. But anybody who's going to act like that they weren't friends, let alone good friends, you're just lying. Do I know definitively what Bill Clinton might have done on the plane or the island? No, I don't. Bill Clinton doesn't exactly have a good reputation with sexual abuse. So I'm not falling on any sword for Bill in this area. Donald Trump's been accused of what? 20, 25 acts of sexual abuse? So he doesn't have a good track record. That doesn't mean in this case he's automatically guilty. The MAGA wing, for years, has wanted the information on Jeffrey Epstein because they wanted the files. They wanted the names. They wanted the proof, Dave. Who was on that island? Who was on that plane? Because they were convinced it would be a lot of people who they've been disagreeing with. And their leader, Donald John Trump, of course, wouldn't do it. There are some who suggest once Trump found out what was going on at Epstein, he dumped him. That's according to Donald Trump. Okay. Donald, who occasionally bumps into the truth, he might be telling the truth. I don't know. Do I believe him often? No, I don't. So then let's give you some audio. Because now Trump part two. We're going to find out about the client list, and we're going to find out how awful it was. Let's go Alina. So Alina Hababa, who is now the a chief prosecutor for the state of New Jersey, former Trump personal attorney. This is earlier in the year when she's asked about Jeffrey Epstein, the client list, and assorted things tied to a man found guilty of pedophilia.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court, but again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen for so many years, Pierce, in this country, many investigations, subpoenas, testimonies in Congress, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a general frustration with accountability. We take it halfway. We don't take it home. And I really believe that now with Cash and Pam, there will be accountability.
That's Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. Cash Patel running the FBI. Pam Bondi, the attorney general. That's in a Piers Morgan interview. Evidence. Clear. It's going to be disgusting. We're about accountability, right? Isn't that kind of a quick summation of that?
That's what I heard.
Now, here's another interview with our attorney general, Pam Bondi. This is John Roberts from Fox News asking the first question.
DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
Not yet.
So it's on her desk. It's right there on the attorney general's desk. So we're going to get this information. No, we're not. Because Axios reporting it and now confirmed that the Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender, and I'm reading right from their opening paragraph, disgraced fiancé Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. Now, on the murdered part, it was interesting, too, when the Biden administration came to the same conclusion. They're lying. Patel and his number two, Dan Bongino, had said this in a multiple interviews. There's nothing there. He killed himself. But how does it go from we have this client list on Pam Bondi's desk, and now it doesn't even exist? How does that happen? How does that happen? Because, by the way, there are prominent MAGA names who are furious. Some of the most passionate, crazy MAGA folks who've wanted this list forever and knew that their guy, Donald John Trump, would never be on that list. No. Not on that list. The Clintons, Bill Gates, the weather people, those folks who are putting stuff in the clouds to attack, you know, MAGA folks, they'd be on the list, and they're ticked. If Kamala Harris puts out her FBI and DOJ today, you think the MAGA folks are upset today? It would be, of course, the Clintons. All Hunter Biden was on it. They all were on it. Jeez, I wonder why that list is just went from on her desk to it doesn't exist. Can't imagine why. Can't imagine.
My question is this, and I see where you're going with this, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it could be damaging to some within the MAGA community.
Yeah, can't imagine.
When Pam Bondi did this interview, the list was on her desk.
On her desk.
I assume she had flipped through it a little bit.
Yeah, I got a feeling that was pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I have to think she and whoever made the list and put the list on her desk already knew what was on it. So why is she acknowledging it then but not today?
Yeah.
If you knew how damning it was at the time she spoke with Fox News, or how damning it was for, you know, MAGA, perhaps the president, maybe not, we don't know.
I don't have 100% proof. No,
yeah,
by
when
no
Alina
means.
Did the interview with Piers Morgan. If you know how bad it is, why are you talking about accountability and, yes, this has to happen and we're going to go through that list?
Yeah,
why,
I mean,
why move it now? Why are we moving the goalposts now?
I have no problem with them confirming that he killed himself. That happens. Seemingly, it should have been impossible considering the publicity surrounding him and where it was. But if forever one of your causes was we're gonna have this accountability, we're going to shine the light, we're going to show who these awful people were, and then when all these pictures were shown and they're legit, these aren't AI, because this pre-AI of Trump and Epstein partying together or just hanging out together. And I'm not saying It shows them having sex with young girls. Does not show, but it shows them, and there's audio of Trump saying they were good friends. He then, years after, said when the information came out, he stopped associating with them. Maybe that's true.
Hopefully it is.
It should be. I would like to think he would have done that. I have no idea. But when you build this up, and all of a sudden nothing pops up, I just want you to be consistent. If this is a Democrat in charge who put this out for the most passionate Trump supporters, they wouldn't believe a single word of it. None, right? I'm not saying Republicans. I'm saying the diehard MAGA folks wouldn't believe a word.
I can't get behind you on that. Come on now, Chad.
And you're
be fair.
Hiding information. 47 past two, some lighter items, including Ludacris. You owe us one. That's next.